Solara Starr is a UK-based advanced law of attraction coach, public speaker, and leading wellness expert. She will share valuable insights about the law of attraction and how you can use this powerful universal law. Solara will help you to build a foundation for bigger and bolder results by tapping into what is divinely yours to begin with. It's time to create the life that you want, and with Solara's help, you will.
And the very, very warmest of welcome to you. Welcome to Manifesting Made Easy. Oh my word, I absolutely love my time with you. For those of you that are new to my show, my name is Solara Starr, and I'm connecting with you all the way from the very beautiful yet somewhat overcast United Kingdom. It's just so wonderful that you chose to tune in and listen today. And I've had a couple of emails from a few of you across the pond saying how much you are enjoying the show. And I just want to say it means so much that you took the time to reach out, and I enjoy sharing this wisdom and information with you as much as you enjoy hearing it as well. I've loved our little journey together. You know, so far we've been talking about what the law of attraction is, how to align our thoughts. We've gone into so much detail about various spiritual laws. I invite you, if this is your first show, to go back and have a listen to the other ones, because each one is building upon the next in order to create a really beautiful, strong and solid foundations so that you can create manifestations that have longevity and feel really, really good. So I thought today I'd open up with a beautiful paragraph from the book Ask, Believe, Receive. Just talk a little bit about what you can expect from the law of attraction. And the book opens and it says, "Don't think of the law of attraction as a magical cure for life's little issues, as using these techniques doesn't mean that you'll never experience problems again. Rather, you're still going to have challenges to overcome, you're still going to have goals to meet, and yep, you're still going to have rude people to deal with now and then. And you'll probably still have days when you feel a bit down or a bit stressed, because as the book says, that is life. The law of attraction won't enclose you in a cushy cocoon so that you never have to deal with any problems again. But what it will do is it is going to give you greater control over how many of those problems that you experience." And I really, really love that, because in the beginning, when I started my journey with the law of attraction back in 2006, the phenomenal book, The Secret, that many of you probably heard of and read, I absolutely loved this journey, and I felt, oh my word, finally, there was a way out of my hellhole. If you go back to my very first show, you'll see what I mean when I explain what my hellhole was. Life was upside down, back to front, the wrong way around. It gave me truckloads of lemons, and I had absolutely no idea how to make lemonade. So when this book landed in my lap, I felt so empowered. I felt inspired and alive for the first time ever. And I felt that there was finally a way out. But what I didn't really understand was, you know, the dynamics, the ins and outs and the intricacies of the law of attraction. And it's taken me since 2006 to really understand the various universal laws, specifically the law of attraction. And at one point, I have to openly admit, I did think that it was going to be a magical cure. I did think that all these techniques would take away all of my challenges and I would never have to experience them again. How wrong was I, right? Because we're here as eternal spiritual beings, having a very temporary human experience. We are here on a mission to grow and evolve and become the best we can be. And the only way that we can do some of those evolutionary things is by being presented with challenges. Challenges aren't designed to break us. They're designed to make us. They're designed to unlock various qualities within us, whether it be trust or deeper levels of love, whether it be surrender or patience or tolerance or joy, whatever it might be. Is every single challenge is actually a key to our next level if we can train ourselves to see it that way. So instead of kind of like shaking your fist at the universe and saying, "Why are you doing this to me?" the universe is going, "But my darling, I'm doing this for you. You've prayed for X, Y, and Z, and I want to bring it to you, but I can't bring it to you until you clear some limiting belief patterns, some unhelpful toxic behavior." So the universe brings about the very thing that we need to clear in order for our manifestation to appear. Oh, I didn't realize that I was a poet. I quite like that one. So that's why I love this paragraph from the book, because it doesn't give us a spiritual bypass. It doesn't take away our journey. But what it does do, and like the book says, is it does give us greater control over how many of those problems we experience, the intensity of the experience, but most of all, it gives us the gift of the wisdom, whether it be the love, the trust, the faith that I was speaking about earlier. It gives us that gift. It unlocks our own extraordinary. So in order for us to raise our vibrations, which, you know, remember the law of attraction is always working, whether we're in fear mode or whether we're in love mode, it's always working. And ideally what we want to do is raise our vibrations, because the higher we vibrate, the more positive experiences we attract to us. Okay, so these challenges are designed to make us. That's my first little message of today. So remember that the law of attraction is based on the concept that we are the creators of our own reality. And this is so exciting. I was so super excited when I read that book. Well, it's kind of like mixed feelings, actually. I had immense excitement because I finally got to create the life that I wanted. But I also felt super frustrated, like, why on earth wasn't I given this wisdom before? Why did I have to go to hell and back before somebody or the universe, anybody presented me with this information? I mean, obviously I wasn't ready, so this came at the perfect and in divine timing. But you can imagine my ego was having a little bit of another, you know, fist shake at the universe saying, why didn't you bring this to me earlier? I've been creating so much negativity for myself because I didn't realize that my thoughts were becoming things. So we are the creators of our own reality, and it's a super exciting concept because it means that we have control over our life and our future. Remember, though, that there's loads of other dynamics that go along with this. We are here on a soul contract. We are here to learn, to grow, to evolve. There are many, many other spiritual laws that I touched on in a previous show. So have a little listen to those if you want to scrub up on the information on that. Because using those spiritual laws alongside the law of attraction really, really powers up your manifestation abilities. But what I think is really, really important to make very, very clear is we are very powerful beings. And it is our responsibility to use this kind of power well. Which basically means that nobody needs to be harmed so that we can get what we want. And quite often from our own limitations, whether it be trying to manifest from our shadow state, or some might know it as ego, we manifest from a place of fear, even though we don't necessarily know it at the time. And unfortunately, in order for us to get what it is that we want, some negative turn of events can happen, and some people can get harmed along the way. So I'd really love for you just now to affirm with me, for the highest good of all or not at all. So anytime you're sitting and doing any kind of manifestation, it is so important to hold in your awareness that, universe, I would absolutely love this. So you hold the picture in your mind of what you want. I would absolutely love this, but it has to be for the highest good of all or not at all. And that's when we start to move into master manifestation rather than just mediocre manifesting, where we don't really get to launch our manifestation rocket. We're stepping now into master manifestation where our rocket can go way beyond the stars and into infinity. The idea is to make sure that we are aligned with our heart center in order to make that even more powerful. And I don't know about you, but in the past, you may have been unintentionally creating problems for yourself by not fully understanding the power that you have within you. I certainly know I did. You know, I was so in fear mode without knowing it. Of course, I didn't know that I didn't know. So I was manifesting from that vibration of fear because I had a lot of unhealed wounds, a lot of limiting belief programs and patterns. So I wasn't really in my full potential to really get full potential results. And I had been creating problems for myself, but not fully understanding this. And it's only through my journey and listening to loads of information on podcasts like this, watching YouTube, reading as many books as I can, that I started to understand this. So using the law of attraction is such a beautiful way to train your mind to a completely new way of being, doing, and thinking. And the result of that, you get to create a brand new life for yourself. And that's so lovely to know that we're not at the mercy of our own reactive sleep state creation. We can become those conscious creators where we can focus with an aligned heart for the highest good of all or not at all on what we desire and trust that the universe will bring us that or something better in the perfect time and space sequence. So in the following shows, we're going to be exploring more about the law of attraction and its intricacies, sharing wisdom, which is one of my favorite things, loads and loads of tools and techniques that can be super, super helpful in creating the reality that you desire. And remember, you can always interact with me via email, which some of you have already chosen to do, and I'm so grateful for, solara@solarastar.com. So just drop me a little email if you have any questions or any comments that you'd like to share. I would absolutely love to hear from you. And if the law of attraction is new to you, you may want to visit my website, solarastar.com. I've launched a brand new masterclass for beginners, and I'm sure you're going to absolutely love the content of that one. So just visit my website. It's on the front page. It's called Consciously Create Your Dream Life. So remember as well, and I think this is also super important, that the law of attraction is absolutely not a reward or a punishment system at all. The universe, the law of attraction, is not punishing us. But what it does do is it brings our attention to the frequency that we are sending out, even if we're not aware that we're doing it. So it's like, well, what is the benefit of this awareness? Well, my friends, you get to change what you think and how you feel, which means that you will experience more of what you want in life, and God knows that you deserve it. So let's take in a nice deep breath. Remember, it's so important to bring ourselves into that beautiful state of relaxation where our energy field can expand. Alongside that, our consciousness expands. We're open and receptive to all the good that the universe has to offer. So as you're breathing in, you want to just, you may want to imagine that you've got 360 degrees all around you of the most beautiful, divine, luminescent white light, which contains all the positive energy you could ever want and way more. And just imagine that you're breathing in that beautiful light in through your crown, and you're filling up the whole of your body, just like you would go to a tap and fill up a glass of water. As you're breathing in, you're breathing light into your body. As you exhale, you're just allowing any old tensions just to melt away like the warm wax of a candle. And you're just going to allow your neck and shoulder muscles to relax down as you do so. Remember, your neck and shoulder muscles can activate the stress response. So it is super, super important when manifesting that you set yourself up physically in order to become the most powerful manifester that you can. And we can do that through the breath and consciously relaxing the body down. So breathing in the light from 360 degrees all around you, filling yourself up just like you're a glass of water. And as you exhale, any old energy, any tension, just allow it just to leave your being. Allow the universe to dissolve and disintegrate all that old energy. And put a nice big cheesy grin on your face. It's always important just to have a little bit of a smile. Remember, powerful manifestation is all about fun and flow. So I know I mentioned on the last show about putting on some music, shaking those hips. Let me know, did you do that? Because that's the first thing I did. I put on a little bit of Cyndi Lauper. It is Cyndi Lauper, I think. Ooh, baby, do you know what that's worth? Ooh, heaven is a place on earth. They say in heaven, love comes first. We'll make heaven a place on earth. I love that. Those words are profound, right? And I'm such a believer that there's no such thing as heaven or hell. It's merely a state of consciousness that we have access to. And the law of attraction is a beautiful little door that we can walk through that can give us access to the heavenly-like state. So I hope you liked the little singing there. I didn't realize this was going to turn into karaoke. But the more you get to know me, the more you know I love a good sing-song. So that won't be the last that you hear of my singing. You may want to let me know what your favorite song is too. I do believe having a positive playlist is really, really important when it comes to raising our vibrations. So talking about raising our vibrations, it is super, super important when it comes to any kind of manifesting that we connect with feelings of feeling joy and feeling good. And there's many, many ways that we can do that. Music is one of them, and for me, singing another. But there's loads of tools. Like I say, we're going to cover them as we go through our beautiful journey together. So many teachers of the law of attraction state how important it is to generate feelings of joy in the manifestation process. And that can be super frustrating, right? Because it's like, well, how on earth am I meant to feel joy when I look at my bank account, there's nothing in it? How am I meant to feel joy when my relationships are up and down? How am I meant to feel joy when I'm doing a job that's robbing me of my soul? Well, my friends, there are many, many ways that we can access that state of joy. And I'm going to be sharing one of those ways with you today. But in a later show, we're going to do an even deeper dive on this subject. So the law of attraction teaches us that feelings are the power behind the creative process. As Andy Dooley says, you've heard me say this before, feelings first, manifestation second. Everything is about feelings. Without them, manifesting what we want can take longer. We may get the opposite of what we want, or we may attract the things we don't want. That's why I've mentioned before, if you are in that space where you're feeling stressed out, tired, wrung out like a sponge, you're better off just pulling the plug on any of your manifesting until you can get your frequency a bit higher, because it means that you'll experience much more powerful manifestations as a result of that. So just a gentle reminder, our thoughts often create a feeling in our body. Feelings often create the filters in which we view the world through. And the way we see the world then determines how we react. And how we react will determine what we experience. So you can see thoughts are quite often considered the very start of any manifestation process. So the creative process will always work a lot quicker if we practice generating positive feelings of passion and excitement and, you know, big cheesy grin and sitting up straight and shoulders back and arms stretched out wide, saying to yourself and declaring to the universe, I am open and receptive to all good, not some, not a little, but all good. And we can raise our vibrations that way. I don't know about you, but that felt really good. Let me know if you joined in on that as well when you send some feedback through. And one great way, aside from music, of course, to generate positive feelings is to use affirmations. You may have been using affirmations for a while, so this show might be a very, very good reminder for you. You may not have ever even heard of them, which in which case, welcome to a phenomenal journey of brain training and feeling absolutely great. And affirmations, they can be short, they can be long, but in essence, they are positive and motivational phrases that can be very, very helpful to support us as we create positive changes in our life. They're used in a way to kind of focus our thoughts in order to help attract what we do want. And I emphasize the word do. We don't really want to be creating from unconscious creating, being asleep in essence behind the wheel of life and not consciously creating what we want. We want to consciously create our reality. So affirmations also help us to notice wonderful signs and opportunities in our life that we would otherwise have been blind to or indeed unaware of. So in order to add power to the attraction process, it is vital that our thoughts are aligned with our desired outcome. And that's why affirmations are one of the greatest tools to help us to achieve that. We've already got a very, very real program running in our mind, and the reality that we're experiencing right here, right now, is a projection of our current thoughts and our current feelings. And if we're not really entirely satisfied with our reality the way it is now, we get to change it, which is so lovely. And science has proven that we have the ability to completely reprogram our brain. So this isn't this kind of woo-woo, airy-fairy type stuff, although I love all of that. It's very, very grounded. As Joe Dispenza says, and I discussed this in a previous show, neurons that fire together, wire together. So we're going to learn a little bit more about affirmations later on in the course. In fact, we're going to take a much deeper dive. But for now, we're going to just do a little bit of an intro, because they do leave you feeling absolutely fantastic, I might add. And I do have a beautiful affirmation recording that if you did want a copy of it, like I said, you can reach out to me, solara@solarastar.com. And if you just mention in your email, please, can you send me your guided affirmation recording? Then I'll attach it to an email because it's very, very beautiful and very, very uplifting. So whilst words of affirmation can be very powerful, it's very important that you feel what you're saying. So you're not just kind of sitting there robotically, you know, life loves me, all is well in my world, I'm powerful creator. We need to have some energy behind it. If we just go through the motions of saying affirmations robotically, then they're going to hold less power. Yes, of course, we're going to have the bonus of reprogramming our brain, but we're not going to have that energy to really kind of launch our rocket beyond the stars. But also, it's important to mention here that there may be a part of you that doesn't believe what you're saying. And of course, that will hold less power too, which is super annoying because it's like, well, how on earth do I believe something that I don't believe? So what I'm going to share with you now was an absolute game changer for me. And this was something that I picked up through my teachings with Louise Hay. And she says, just be willing. So you can say, instead of saying, I am a success magnet, and your ego or your shadow goes, no, you're not. You can say, actually, I'm willing to believe that I am a success magnet. I am willing to believe that I am. And what that does is that bridges the gap between the disbelief to the belief. It creates like a beautiful little bridge that we can walk over, and eventually we can get ourselves to the point where we say very effectively and very meaningfully, I am a success magnet. It's just phenomenal. I am such a success magnet. So I am willing to is going to be one of your biggest and most powerful bridges when it comes to the law of attraction. Okay, so generating the feelings of passion and excitement, like we mentioned earlier, they are one of the secret ingredients that turns those words into this positive, creative force. Feelings truly are absolutely magical. At some point, I'm going to get a dear friend of mine on the show, Karen Drucker. Some of you may have heard of her. She does some beautiful music, which is all based on affirmation. So I may just get her on the show one day and, you know, just for her to share some of her tips and tools as well. But for now, let's just look at some very basic examples of affirmations. So instead of just saying them robotically, like I said, you know, do your best to sit up straight, shoulders back so you can open the cavity of your heart center and arms open wide and just say, life loves me. But you can say it like you're talking to a best friend, like the most amazing things have happened to you. You go, oh my word, you know what? Life absolutely loves me. Life looks after me and everything I need or want or desire always comes to me. It feels absolutely fantastic. Life absolutely loves me. So say with me, but say it like, oh my God, this is just like you're saying it to your best friend. It's like you wouldn't believe like what I'm going through. Life must absolutely love me. And everything I do is leading to my success. I am so successful. Many, many wonderful doors of opportunity, they're just continuously open for me. That the universe and I are so aligned right now. And it's like everything is just unfolding in the perfect time and space sequence. Affirm with me, everything is unfolding in the perfect time and space sequence. So saying your affirmations very, very matter-of-factly is actually one of the most powerful ways, because you're not trying to convince yourself. You're saying it as if it is already your reality, and you're talking to your best friend like you've just experienced all these amazing miracles, and you're like, life absolutely adores me. I am such a success magnet. Doors of opportunity are just constantly opening for me. I attract success in every shape and in every form. And it's like I'm always in the right place at the right time. It's mind-blowing. It blows my mind just how everything always works out for me. Everything works out so brilliantly for me. And every day, in every way, I'm growing more and more. I'm becoming more and more abundant. I'm connecting more to the frequency and the vibration of love. And I am such a powerful creator. And you know what? No matter what happens, I know that I can handle it. I've handled so much and I can handle so much more. Life absolutely loves me. And I am a success magnet. Everything I desire comes to me in grace and in the perfect way and for the highest good of all. It feels so good to know that I'm so supported by the universe and life. I easily attract love into my life. I attract success. I attract abundance. You name it. I am a success magnet. How do you feel? So just notice now, after saying those affirmations for the short period of time, just notice, how do you feel right here, right now? I think, actually, I'm feeling really good. I'm feeling positive. I'm feeling uplifted. I'm feeling like inspired. So just notice what you're feeling in your body right now and breathe into those feelings. And imagine now that you can lock those feelings into the whole of your biofield. So you can anchor, lock, and seal into your energy field. So just say with me, anchor, lock, and seal. All these beautiful, uplifting, inspiring feelings. And I'd love to see your face right now if you've still got that big cheesy grin. So remember, affirmations have an absolutely wonderful way of training your brain, and they lift you up so that you feel good. Gentle reminder about the bridger. If you say, well, I don't feel like life loves me right now, I'm willing to believe that life loves me. I'm so willing to believe that I am a success magnet. And I'm so willing to believe that I easily attract success into my life. I'm willing to believe that. I'm willing to believe that every day in every way I become more and more successful. I am willing to believe that I am a powerful creator. So you can see, as you say the willing on some of it, that it kind of takes the intensity out of it, and that horrible feeling that you might get in your stomach of disbelief, you notice that it gently and lovingly dissolves that energy away. So again, I'll just say it again, affirmations are such a wonderful way of training our brain, creating completely new neurological pathways, lifting us up so that we feel good. And what happens when we feel good? On a very physical level, first of all, we release feel-good hormones into our body. So serotonin, oxytocin, dopamine, those are such powerful feel-good hormones. So now physically, we're completely recalibrating. That totally helps us recalibrate energetically. And when we calibrate to a higher vibration, we send positive signals out to the universe. What does the universe do? The universe then responds by sending positive signals back to us in form of life experiences. Because remember, my friends, what we give out, we get back. So what can you do this week to raise your vibrations? Is it going to be doing something creative, if you like to paint or make something? Is it connecting with nature? Is it putting some music on? Is it reaching out to me and asking for the affirmations via email? What is it that you can do that you can say, right, I'm going to be on a mission every single day from today to raise my vibrations? I'm also going to go on a mission to train my brain to make sure that my thoughts are aligned with my desired outcome. And what I did in the very, very early days is I bought some post-it notes, those little sticky things that you pop on your wall, and I wrote as many affirmations as I could about what I wanted to start believing about myself and my life. So some, like we've covered today, life loves me, I'm beautiful, I'm powerful, I am successful, every day in every way I grow stronger and stronger, I'm confident, and I wrote out as many affirmations as I could. And I plastered the walls in my house. All the way up the stairs, there were affirmations, by my kettle, in my fridge, by my sofa, when I opened the front door, they were everywhere. And every single time I came to a new affirmation, I would repeat that one over and over and over and over again until I got to the next one. Then I would repeat that one over and over and over and over again until I got to the next one. And eventually, I just found myself thinking these positive thoughts randomly when I was picking my daughter up for school or walking down the high street without any prompts at all. I had created this really very beautiful and positive program. So I'm going to invite you to become a co-creator with the universe this week and to maybe go on a little bit of a tangent on creating your own powerful and uplifting affirmations, making sure that they're visible so that you can see them wherever you go in order to train your brain, and to do something that leaves you feeling really good. It is so important. Feeling first, manifestation second. What can I do to raise my vibrations up, 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 so that I can be on the same vibrational frequency of the things that I desire? And you will start to notice wonderful things begin to happen in your reality as a result of you doing this work. It's a bit like planting a seed in the ground. Unfortunately, you don't see the seed pop up out of its little shell and start to make its way up towards the sun through the soil. All of that stuff happens very, very slowly and underground, so we don't see it. And many people give up on their manifestations and their dreams because they don't see results straight away. But just remember, it's like planting a seed, making sure it's got a really beautiful environment for it to be nurtured and for it to grow in. And eventually, sometimes it can be hours, sometimes it can be a few days or maybe a few weeks, depending on how big the manifestation is, you'll start to notice signs of life that your manifestation is on its way. Oh my word, I can't believe it's like time is up already. It's 30 minutes. I absolutely love my time with you. Can't wait to spend a little bit more time with you next week sharing some more tools and tips. In the meantime, if you have anything specific that you'd like me to cover or if you have any questions, like I said before, feel free to reach out to me, Solara@solarastar.com. Wishing you an abundance of health, an abundance of wealth, and loads of love to enter into your life from everyone and everywhere, in every shape and in every form. And just affirm with me, and so it is, and so it is. Take care for now and see you again next week.
Thanks for listening. Solara Star will be back next week with more great insights into the law of attraction. Please visit solarastar.com.